Jill came into our lives. She's a good friend of my mum's, and came into our lives when my mum was living in Lichfield. And she's just been such a blessing to us, and such a blessing to the church as well. She was here last year, spoke to Maidenhead, but this year it's our turn. So, yes, thank you, Lord, for Jill.
Hi, it's great to be here, and. Yes, at our age, it's good to be anywhere. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the worship, Tay. Thank you, wherever he is. I want to say something to you. You dream too small. God says, dream bigger. And he will breathe on those dreams, and they will come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Thank you for the worship. Thank you, Lord, for his presence here. And I was reminded as we worshipped of a time when I was in Kenya at a very, very big church with its tin roof. And some of you know what it's like, because I know that you are people that are missionaries and you're sent out. And you know, when it starts to rain, you're going to get a flood. You really are. And I was sat there, and I was the guest speaker, and I looked towards the door at the far end, and of course there wasn't a door, there was just an opening, and it began to pelt with rain. And I knew the flood was coming. And always in Africa, there's some women that have pieces of old T-shirts and things, and they mop them up in a figure of eight, and then they screw them out, and the water then is put into buckets, and they're brilliant at mopping up. And I expected them to be there, but I couldn't see them by the door. And then to my absolutely astonishment, I'm sitting in the front, and eight ladies with their pieces of cloth are standing in front of me. No sign of water at all. But they knew something that I didn't know. You see, the water began to flow, and sooner or later it came to me. And I said to the Lord as I was sat there, what are you saying? And I feel that this is what he's saying to all of you today. The river of my love will always flow to the lowest place. That water was not going to stay. It was going to flow to the lowest place. I happen to be sitting in that lowest place. And I feel that, river, you've got a love here that's precious. But it will flow to the lowest place. Let it flow today. Let it flow into the place that's dry. The place that feels a bit hardened. A place that nobody else knows about. But his love needs to touch. Just close your eyes just for a moment. Holy Spirit, Spirit of love, just flow now. Lord, you are the God of all hope. But so often we need you to touch that hope with your love. Thank you, Lord, for softening our hearts today. Thank you, Lord. There is nothing like his love. I'm on a journey. I guess most of you are on a journey as well. And I guess, I hope and pray that you're not at the same place as you were last year, or even a couple of years ago, or even a month ago. You know, rivers flow, don't they? And they are never, ever going to be the same water at the same place. And there is a flow in this nation at the moment and around the world that is bringing a new wave of the Spirit of God. And I just need to say that we need to be ready. And the message I have for you today really is about, are you ready for the new season? Are you prepared to flow with the river? Are you prepared to go? Or are you going to resist it? Because I want to tell you, our flesh will resist it. And when somebody suggested to me that I write a book a few years ago, I resisted it. Because in my head, I thought, I can't do that, I can't type, and all the rest of it. There were so many can't. I'm sure Katie knows that about, you have to go past the can'ts, don't you? And so I've got my first book on the table over there, which is Dare to Be an Eagle, and somebody graciously gave me this beautiful brooch to remind me that I'm an eagle. And it's got my testimony in it. I want to just say I come from an abused background when I was married before. I know what it is to fear and to be despairing. I know what it is to plan murder. I know what it is to attempt suicide. And I know what it is to die and go to heaven. And that's all included in the book there. So if you're interested, we're doing two books for £10. But I tell you too, I've got a redeemer. How many of you got a redeemer? Amen? And I was saying to Desi just last night, I don't personally have any regrets at all. Because he's turned all the bad things in my life, and there were for many, many years, he's turned them for good. I only have to mention that I was an abused wife, that I was raped, that I lost a baby because I was kicked. And somebody can relate. And they say, can I talk to you? And I can tell them, there's a Jesus, my Savior, who can take their life and make it meaningful. And then when somebody said to me, write a second book, that was the last thing on my heart. But you see, I'm on this journey, and this is what I feel that I want to convey to you in some sort of way today, that this river is flowing, and we need to learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit. And so this is Dare to Be Intimate with the Holy Spirit. And you might say, like I did, is it possible? You know, I can see my husband, I can love him, I can see Desi, I can see Helen and Pete. And, you know, as you get to know one another, your love builds, doesn't it? You know, and your trust builds. But was it possible with the Holy Spirit? Because I couldn't see him. But I found a verse at the end of 2 Corinthians, and you know it well. Do you remember? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. You're familiar with that? Well, I found it in a modern translation. Let me tell you what it says. The amazing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the incredible love of God the Father and the intimate friendship with the Holy Spirit. I thought, I got it. I've got it. If it says it's possible, then Lord, I want it. And when I finished it, I didn't realize what an impact it was going to have on my life. And again, I was sitting in Kenya this last April. I'm wanting you to connect with me and see where I'm coming from. Because that day, I just praised God, did what I normally do, read the word, declare the word. And then I felt an incredible sadness in my spirit. And I knew that sadness was not mine. So I said, Holy Spirit, are you sad? And he said, yes. And I said, is it because of something I've done? I was trying to think immediately what I needed to repent of. But he said, no. You haven't done anything wrong. It's just I had another agenda for you today. I said, what did you have for me? And he said, today, Jill, I wanted to be your bridegroom. I wanted to lift you up in my arms. I wanted to carry you over the threshold in a new level of intimacy. And I wept and I wept and I wept because I'd done nothing wrong. I'd just done my own thing. And so I've been on a journey. And somebody prayed as we were in the back there this morning. And this is why I'm telling you this. You can have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. We've sung it. Hear his voice. Closer to him. Nearer to his heart. We sing those words, but you know, many people don't experience it. I hadn't for years, off and on, yes. But now I'm in a daily walk. And one day, he just said to me, "You'll be quiet, just rest." And, well, those who know me know it's quite difficult for me. I'm a bit of a bouncer, you know. And so I was resting just with him. And I said, "Well, what have you got to say to me, Holy Spirit?" And he said, "Jill, today I want to drip feed you my love." Do you know, I knew that when you have a drip feed, you don't do anything. You just have to rest there and receive. And something happened that day. I didn't matter who I touched, what I said, who I looked at. It was like love just flowed out of me. You see, it might not seem a big thing to you, but I've discovered that hearing what he says is more important than hearing about anything else at all. And so I'm listening to the Holy Spirit at the moment, and I'm seeing a church called River happening to meet here in Marlow. And I know that this river is love. And I know that God wants to feed you his love. And there's always a reason. Because when you're secure in his love, you can take change. Hallelujah. How many of us would prefer the old things? Yes? Now, some of you are saying no. Well, I would have been like that as well. But then when they come and you feel a bit uncomfortable, oh, dear me, the flesh will always resist the things of the Spirit. I mean, that is just the way it is, you know? And we have to see with the spiritual eyes and hear with our spiritual ears what the Spirit is saying. And I learnt this quite a long time ago. I was complaining to the Lord. You, none of you do that, do you? No, 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 of course. I hope you're real, though. Yeah. And I was saying, Skippy wasn't a Christian at the time, so it's a long time ago, about 30-odd years ago. And I was complaining because I was praying and believing that he'd come through for the Lord. And he said to me something that changed my life. And I believe it applies to now. He said, "You don't see Skippy the way I see him." I saw the things that were not right. And there were plenty of them, you know. But then when the Lord said, "I didn't see him the way he saw him," I said, "Well, how do you see him?" Now, I want you to know that God speaks to you in the way that you will understand and he'll get your attention. Have you noticed that? And it may not mean anything to you, this, but some of the older people here, do you remember the old jelly molds with the rabbit on the bottom? Yes? And they were tin ones. Yes, you remember it. Okay. Well, he told me that Skippy was a jelly in a mold like that. And he had my attention straight away. And then he said, "You know, when you make a fruit jelly and you put it in the mold, you can't see the fruit. Is that right? But you have to turn it upside down and take the mold off. And at the top is the fruit." And that's what he told me. That's how God saw him. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit that you will see the things that seem impossible. See the things that challenge you. See the things that may well come as crisis or may happen in the future. Or see the things that were with his eyes. Because when you see that, something happens. And something happened in my spirit. Behold, I make all things new. Isn't that what Isaiah says in chapter 43? Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is what the new season is going to bring. He's going to bring new things. How many of you as individuals, in your spirit, you are sensing a new season? Do you? Some of you? Good. I'm glad. Because, you know, when you get pregnant, there are signs, okay? And you don't show immediately, but the baby grows on the inside. And I believe this new season is sweeping through churches and individuals in relationships. How you look at the people that are in your neighborhood, how you see your neighbors. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your heart and that you will hear how he sees them. It's so easy, like I did, to look down. Because if you're born again and you know Jesus, then you are seated in heavenly places. That's the truth. But we look from the place of mercy and thankfulness. Lord, I'm not where I was by your grace and your alone. So I want to ask Skippy to sing to you a prophetic song. I'd like to ask you to close your eyes and let it come into your spirit so that it will bring forth fruit.
Behold, I will do something new among you. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I will do something new. Behold, I will do something new among you. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I will do something new.
Just as you are in his presence now, I want you to receive that word. He says, I'm going to do something new. And if you receive it, just put your hand up. I'm not going to ask you to speak or come up here. But do you receive that? I'm going to do something new. Something new. Something new. And now I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, prepare me. Prepare me so that I don't miss what you have for me. And when I was thinking, about Joshua. And I'm going to look at chapter 1 of Joshua as quickly as the Lord will help me to do so. Have you, you know, I love the word. But I love to get in it and live it. I want it to speak to me. I don't want it to be just a word, you know? And so I read here and it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant is dead. So now arise, take his place, go over the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land I am giving to them. And every place upon the sole of your foot that you shall tread, that have I given to you as I promised Moses. And I thought to myself, hey, how scary it must have been for Joshua. You know, he had spent years upon years being the one that was the servant to the man of God. He'd seen the miracles like no other miracles that have happened at all. Throughout all those years, he had been there. How was he prepared for the new season? And there was a completely new season. And I thought about Joshua. And I thought, it wouldn't matter, Lord, how much you told me that you were with me or anything. I would have to have got some encounter with you, you know, to know. I mean, I know when we were asked to step out and let go of our leadership at the church we had, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how we were going to survive, you know. Still, we don't. It's up to you, Lord. But what I'm trying to say is this. There has to be a preparation. This new season that is coming amongst us. Do you have a feeling that we need a new season? Do you? I mean, you look at the world. I think the headlines of the day before yesterday of the Daily Mail or something, they said, Christianity is on the rack. Well, isn't it time that Christians began to have so much root, so much fruit in their lives that they can stand up and be counted and make a difference? I want to make a difference. I don't want to get to heaven again and the Lord say, oh, what a pity that you held back, Jill, because I had so much more for you to do. I've decided to risk it. But you know, God has prepared me along the way for this moment in time. And so this new season that is going to flow like a river, when you get into the river, you'll never get out in the same place because the water will go on flowing. His love will go on flowing. So how did God prepare Joshua? And I saw the little verse in Exodus 33 verse 11. And it says, Moses was at the tent of meeting when the glory of the Lord came. And he saw God face to face. And he went down the mountain. But bless his heart, Joshua stayed there. And I tell you what, you are not going to be able to be part of the new move of God unless you know how to stay there in his presence. How you know how to get into that secret place with God on you and your own. Hello? It's true. Do you know, I feel in my spirit that there are people that you look like young Tay there. You see him there. You see the anointing on him. And you think, well, I haven't got that. No, you haven't got the same anointing. But the Bible tells us that the anointing is within us. Is that not true? We have to let the anointing be impacted by the presence of God. And I guess that when Moses saw the Lord and talked to him like he was face to face, like a friend, you know, I have a feeling that Joshua didn't feel it. You know, there are sometimes you can come to church and you can see other people way off in worship. And you think, oh, Lord, but where am I? You know, listen, don't run out of here away from God. Stay in the presence of the living God. Let him be the one that feeds you in the secret place of his presence. And that little verse means such a lot to me. Joshua stayed there. He wanted to meet with God. And whether you're dealing with the poor, which will always be there, it's absolutely right. Or whether you've got a passion for reaching the lost, whether you've got a heart to feed those that need feeding, whether your heart is a passion for the older people, wherever it is, you need to give them something from the presence of God, not secondhand. And Joshua found it, and he was prepared.
And God throws the ball at him, so to speak. Listen, Moses is gone. Now it's you. And you will feel insignificant, inadequate, quite incapable. But I want to tell you, that's good. If any of us think we can do it in our own strength, then there's something radically wrong. Because I couldn't heal a fly, let alone anything else. And yet, I have seen cancers go. I have seen a dead baby raised. You know, could I do it? No, no way at all. The miracle-working God has to be the one that we relate to in the secret place, ourselves. You know, take it. I mean, God doesn't mince his words, does he? Now, you arise. The word arise there means get off your backside, get up, get moving, stop feeling sorry for yourself, stop feeling. Feeling. And hear my word. Do you know, I see this congregation doubled within a very short space of time. I really do. But you are going to have to get up off your backsides. You're going to have to give that love. Be the river of love to the people in your community. Whether it's in the supermarket, whether it's in the drop-in center, whether it's in River Life. Is that what it's called? Yeah, with the toddlers and what have you. Wherever it is you find yourself, you have got the anointing. Or whether it's in China. Amen. You've got to be who God wants you to be wherever. And if it's just in your own kitchen, well, start inviting the people. Start operating in the gift of hospitality. And when people see that you are moving in the love and the anointing of Jesus Christ, they'll want to come near. If God is preparing them, they'll want to come near. They really, really will. Hallelujah. Don't let me get sidetracked, Lord. So he says, go over the Jordan. Oh, my goodness. There's the obstacle. Now, somebody prayed this morning, let us take the limitations of God, okay? How do you do that? The Bible tells us in Psalm 78, verse 43, I think it is. It says, they limited the Holy One of Israel because they did not remember. Listen. Each person has a testimony of how God has been good to them. Yes? Haven't you? Has anybody not got a testimony of how God has been good to them? I'll pray for you. Oh, okay, you all have. That's wonderful. Okay. Don't forget it. They had to remember that with Moses, they'd come across the Red Sea and it was parted. Now, he says, you arise, get off your backside, get moving, and now cross over another big obstacle. Most of us think it was just a little stream. Anybody who's been there knows that Jordan was a massive river. Not particularly nice or anything, but it was a real obstacle. And when you are going to move into this new season, I want to tell you there will be obstacles. Most of them will not come from outside. Most of them come from inside, our own limitations. So we've got to take off those limitations of ourselves because of who lives in us. He's a mighty, massive God who's bigger than our situations. Amen? He really, really is. So he says, go over the Jordan. And then he promises, I am giving them. So take this now to Marlo here, okay? Listen, this new season that is coming, new leadership coming. I know about that. That isn't prophetic, okay? So I'm telling you honestly, I've been told that, okay? But it goes with what's happening all over the world at the moment. God is moving, shifting, releasing, raising, so that he's ready for this new season. The people will be ready. And you know, it is amazing. He gives his promise. Whenever God says, go over something or go into something, he gives his promise. I am giving you the land. Listen, take hold of it right now. The Lord is giving you Marlow and this area. In Jesus' name, take hold of it in your hand and say, he is giving it. He is giving it. He is giving it. Because he's faithful to his promises. After all, he's been faithful to you, hasn't he? And he's been faithful to me. So now he's saying, a new season, a new beginning. Will you not be aware of it? Look with the eyes of the Spirit. Hear with the ears of the Spirit. And start moving. Yes, obstacles will be there. But that didn't seem to, no obstacle seems to be a problem to God. Have you noticed? They're not problems to God. They're problems to us. So we have to get past that. He says here, every place you tread on the sole of your foot, I have given you as I promised. How many of you have got promises that haven't yet come true? Well, I want to see. Go on. Right. Just say, thank you, Lord, you've promised, and it will come to pass. Whether it's for unsaved members of your family, whether it's for children that are backslidden, whether it's for jobs that you haven't yet got, whether it's for children that you're waiting for, whether it's for reconciliation in relationship. He says, I promised. I promised. But you have to move forward in the river. You can't sit back. You have to be a moving part of the river of God. And when he goes on, he says here, oh, yeah, one thing I need to say. When you move on, I mean spiritually and I mean practically, okay? You have to make sure that you leave right. Because if you don't leave right, you can't enter in. I mean, I really have no idea, so I'm speaking this out now, because we've pastored for about 25 years, and there are always some people that can get the oomph, and they get hurt. Well, that's part of life. This is a time, this new season, is get over it and move on. Forgive and let it go. Don't carry your baggage. That person really didn't understand me. That person didn't acknowledge my giftings. That leadership was so unapproachable. I mean, you can look at everything that is wrong. And I'd say to anybody, it's easier to be sheep than it is to be the leaders. Much, much easier. So why don't you start being a leader to yourself? Let the Holy Spirit lead you from where you are now. And maybe you have had a hard time. And maybe you haven't been treated fairly. But listen, decide you're going to push it behind you. It took them with Moses 40 years. We haven't got 40 years. Well, I certainly haven't at 73. I don't know about you. So I have to make the most of every single day. And I'm deciding, yeah, people can reject you. They can misunderstand you. But listen, we can move on, can't we? Don't you think that God's been gracious enough to us to give us the grace to turn the other cheek? I always wondered if I would do that. And somebody once hit me on one side. And I found myself saying, would you like to hit me on the other side? I was surprised at myself. But you know, that's, we don't have to physically take it, but spiritually, move on, move on. How you leave, oh, I've just seen Jill there. How lovely to see you. You know, I love it when I know a person's name that I can suddenly, whoop, yeah. Lord loves you. Is that your husband? Just bless them, Lord. Bless them for all their faithfulness over the years. And Father, I'm so sorry for the people that have hurt them. Lord, let them move on. Let them move on. How you leave and it will be how you enter this new season. Honoring people because you honor God and he honors us. Do you think you're worth honoring? I don't, in the natural, think I'm worth honoring. But you know, God thinks I'm worth honouring. He honours us. Oh, I'm going 5 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Where do I go, Lord? Hallelujah. He says to him, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Listen, I believe God is promising something great for this congregation. And he says, look, look what I've done in the past. But don't let that limit you. But spur you on. Use it as a springboard to go into the new that you have got coming to you. Yes? Do you know, if you look at that chapter and the ongoing ones, 3 and 4 of Joshua, see what he had to do. He had to tell people, sanctify yourselves. Listen, stop living wrong. Stop lusting after that person. Stop being obsessed that you must have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Get obsessed with God. Get going with him. You know, don't live wrong. Stop looking at that pornography. Stop looking at the time of television that you could be spending with him. Sanctify yourselves. Separate yourselves. You know, and people sometimes don't understand. They think, well, how can I reach out and still separate myself? You separate yourself to God so that he can send you to be alongside other people. It's no good you being alongside somebody if you've got nothing to give them, is it? So if you're filled with God because you've been in that secret place with him, you'll have everything that they need. You might not, you might not feel as if you've got everything, but the Bible tells me in 2 Peter 1 chapter 3, it says, he has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything. So he said, separate yourselves. And then Joshua still needed another encounter. How many of you have had encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ? Lots of you. I couldn't quite see them all going up. But you know, even though 33 years ago, I had an initial encounter with God, it's got to be ongoing. Oh, it has to be. It has to be. He's a now God. Today is the day, isn't it? Today is the day to give your heart to Jesus. Today is the day to be filled with the Spirit of God. Today is the day when he says, are you going to let me use you? Because I've invested in you everything that I had. I've given my son. I've given absolutely everything. Are you going to let me use that investment that I put in you? Or are you going to hold it to yourself? He's looking for people that can step into this new season with a new encounter. Have you ever thought they had to go across the Jordan? Wouldn't it be nice if they had a nice little place? But God chose for them to go across when Jericho was facing them. Problems. Because they had to know that God was with them. I think somebody prayed this morning, let every test become a testimony. Let every storm, let the wind take you above so that you see it and grow in it. Be like an eagle, lifted above so that you can give other people hope. It's possible. It is possible. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to heal today, but more than anything, I believe he's looking at your hearts. And I say to you, where is your heart today? Are you holding it back? Or are you letting it loose for the Lord Almighty to use? Maybe it has been hard. And hear me, maybe it could get harder. But you know what I believe? I believe that when we have an encounter with God, such is the roots that he allows us to put down into him, that we'll stand. We might bend a bit, we might sway a bit, but we won't be broken people. We'll be those that say, my God did it for me. when I couldn't do it for myself, he did it for me. So I want to ask you to stand now. Is Ty here? Or have we lost him? Oh, no, he's here. Wonderful. Great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, the first thing that I want us all is to check where our hearts are. To whom do they belong? Does our heart belong to Jesus? Just close your eyes, put your hand where you think your heart probably is, and I want you to give your heart to the Lord. Jesus, you've done enough for me on the cross. And because of what you have done for me, I give you my heart. We've sung those words. But today, we're making a confession. We don't just need a Savior. You need the Lord of hosts. That's who Joshua met with. The Lord who would fight for you. The Lord enthroned in majesty. The Lord in sovereign power. Lord Almighty, invite Jesus to be the Lord. Maybe you've never thought about it, but he's reaching down to you right now. Maybe you think you don't need him. He still loves you. He still reaches out. He's still got a purpose for your life. He's still got a new season. He's got amazing possibilities for your destiny. An enlargement for your ministry. That business that you have struggled so hard with is going to suddenly take off. That relationship that inside has been hurting so much, as you make Jesus your Lord, he will say, I will bring reconciliation. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He will help you in your exams. He will help you in your decisions. Give him that place. Some of you, you've got to take that and take a step of faith, because you don't know whether it'll work for you. Try and let Jesus prove himself. He's able. He is able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those tears that you have cried in secret, he's bottled them up and he keeps them. And he's there as the tender, loving Father that he is. You know, when Isaiah saw the Lord, it was in the year that the king died. And I believe there's some kings that need to die. Kings that you have made more important than Jesus Christ. And if you let them die and make Jesus the most important one of all, you'll see him high and lifted up. You'll see him in his glory. And yes, there will be a shaking. There was. But then you will hear what God is saying to you. And Isaiah didn't wait for a call. He was called to be a prophet. He was already operating in a gift. But there was a new season coming, and he needed a new encounter. And that encounter came to him. And there was a new boldness. There's some people here. Grab hold of the new boldness. You've been ashamed to speak out.
that he is not ashamed of you. A new boldness came, and Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." He didn't know where, he didn't know to what country, he didn't know how it was going to work out. But because he saw the Lord high and lifted up, he could say, "I trust you, Lord. I can step out on your word. So here I am. Here I am." I believe there are some people here that would like to say that publicly today. If that is you, would you just come up to the front very quickly? You're saying to the Lord, "Here I am. Send me." Come quickly. Come quickly. It may only be one person. Doesn't matter about your age. Doesn't matter your background, your education. This is about a heart thing with God. Who is it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just come quickly. This is you saying, "Here I am. Here I am." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. If you're prepared to be a foolish one for God, let him take you and confound the wise. Just come quickly. Come. Come. This is you not coming to me. Bless your heart. This is because God is, you've seen him high and lifted up. And you've decided to put a trust in him that you've never been able to do before. And you're saying, "Here am I. Send me. Send me." If you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, just stretch your hands out now. And let the Spirit of God, hallelujah, come forward a bit, lovely. Hallelujah. Oh, I see a Jordan in front of you. And I know he will part it. He parts it high up. And the dry land will be there for you. And the new land is there for you, the new horizons. Just come. Helen, come and pray with her now. Just come, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Let your Spirit come on this beautiful young woman now. In Jesus' name, he's breathing on you. He's breathing on the seeds he's planted in you many years. You may be young, but many years you've known that these seeds are inside you. Is that true? Well, God is saying it's a time to step out, and he will enable you. He will fill you, sweetheart. He will fill you. He will do the impossible for you. He will do it. Anointed now. And you could say, you know, as they said, he said to Joshua, "Be not afraid. Face your fears. And let the love of God flow this fear away right now." And I thank you, Father, for this young man. Thank you, Lord, for the heart that is after you. I thank you, Father, that you are equipping him. I don't usually undress young men, but I believe God is saying, look, strip off. Strip off. Strip off. Strip off. Come vulnerable, come open, leave the things that would hinder you, and walk into the fullness of his Spirit, and he will lead you. And your Jericho, that whatever you face, will fall. The walls will fall in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let the anointing come on him right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. Come forward, sweetheart. Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't pray. I want you to receive. This is a call between you and God. I'm just standing there to say, agree. That's all I'm doing. He's been so faithful to you. So faithful. And Father, a new anointing. A new anointing. Open the eyes of his heart. Open the ears of his heart. Take him in the mysteries of the riches of your grace. Shalama soto kora bashite kete. Shalama di anda kasite kira. Shalama dara bachi anda kasite. Shalama di anda kasite kete. Shalama di anda kasite. Thank you, Lord. Now I know that there are people that have hurts and pains. I'm not going to ask you what those hurts and pains are, but I would like to pray, because he's a delivering God. He's a freeing God. Just hold my hand. Take the anointing. Take it now. I give it to you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoops. I need the hanky. There you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now, where are those people that you've got to hurt? And you're thinking to myself, shall I come? Shan't I come? Or shall I walk out of here? You can walk out of here with the hurts and the pain. Or you can come here and let it go in Jesus' name. Come on, some of you are so hurting. Come quickly. Don't go out with them. Don't go out with them. Let Jesus heal you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come, sweetheart. Come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have we got everybody? Because I'm going to pray for this healing of the hands of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just come, my lovely. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Because when I pray, it's going to go in Jesus' name. These pains, these hurts, the torment, bad dreams. Some people are having bad dreams. They've got to finish. That's not your portion. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to forgive, okay? Forgive those that hurt you. Forgive them. Forgive. You're not excusing people's actions. You're not excusing what they've done to you. When you forgive, you are walking out of the prison. I want you to choose to forgive. You don't have to feel like it. You just do it like Jesus did on the cross for you. Just forgive. Do you know, some of you, you've got to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. It's okay. Choose to forgive yourself. Just choose right now. Now I break the power of torment. I break the power of pain and rejection. I break it over you right now, sweetheart. I'm so sorry for all the times that people have hurt you and misunderstood you. God is here to heal you. God is here to heal you. God is here. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. A new day is dawning. A new day is dawning. A new day is dawning. Maybe you're hurting for your children or your husband or your wife. You know, sometimes we don't hurt for ourselves. We hurt for somebody else. And right now, Father God, heal. 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 He knows you by name. He knows you by name. Just touch Sally right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let his love flow to that particular place. Just come to the cross and see your Jesus hanging there for you, bearing your pain, taking your broken heart, taking your situation, and giving you his peace, his peace. His peace. His peace.
be the arms of Jesus now. Touch somebody else with the love of God. Wherever you are, wherever you are, let his love come. And then say, Jesus, I'm letting go of this to you. I'm letting go of it. Can you let go of it, sweetheart? Let go. Let go. Oh, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How amazing is the love of God that is lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Dads may have rejected you. Mums may not have understood you. People you loved may have gone. But the one who is the lover of your soul stands strong for you. He stands strong for you. I believe there are some men you need to let your emotions go and let God soften your heart with the oil of the Holy Spirit. Don't hold back. He's moving all over this place. You want to experience God, just press in now. Say, here I am. Here I am. Fill me afresh. Fill me afresh.